for prayer. So analysis again. I often experience when suggesting, you know, having good ideas, which I think are good ideas for doing some nice devotional project or for improving something that is already existing, and kind of either explicitly or implicitly implying that I may be interested in helping that project. And then it is as if it disappears into some kind of ghostly black hole, a nothingness. And yes, yes, good idea, yeah, well, maybe we can, yes. And then nothing happens. And I don't know if that means they're not interested or just polite, you know, that we don't want to say no, he seems so enthusiastic and that kind of Swedish thing. Or if it just, if it's something else. And then I know, I mean, I've spoken to Swedish businessmen in China, in trade fairs, and to say that, say what you like about dictatorships, but they are good to make business with because they have very swift and good and solid decision-making processes. So again, you know, when I'm thinking back in the old days when it was more of a dictatorship here, the Krishna Conscious Movement, we had the GBC, super duper up there, and you had some idea, how about this, ask him, and he says yes, sure, go for it, and then everyone went for it. How many helpers do you need, how much money, let's see, and then wham, we did it very effectively. So again, I think it's a matter of personalism, personal dealings here. Does that mean that dictatorship is a necessity? We're just waiting for the next leader to come and save us, the next Messiah? I don't think so. Enter well-developed functional teamwork.